Blog Talk Radio.
And now on Blog Talk, it's time for Rendezvous with Maggie, featuring Maggie DeVera. Maggie is a well-respected therapist with a successful practice in the San Francisco Bay Area, and she is also the founder and president of Realizing Our Youth as Leaders Incorporated, a nonprofit agency that prepares the most disadvantaged and at-risk youth for life and leadership. Maggie is also a licensed marriage family therapist, psychotherapist, clinical master hypnotherapist, sex expert, clinical supervisor, trainer, speaker, and consultant to musicians, fans, and actors. Maggie brings you expertise and advice on topics that impact each and every one of us in our everyday lives. Rendezvous with Maggie offers vital information that helps you understand yourself and others while providing skills and tools to optimize the experience of life's journey. And now, here is Maggie DeVera.
Hi. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. I am so nervous right now, and I figure if I say that I'm nervous, maybe it'll get better. But thank you, and welcome to our show, Rendezvous with Maggie. I really, really appreciate this opportunity and also all the support I've gotten. So thank you for tuning in. And I thank my mom and my dad are listening, and my dad's in the Philippines and my mom is in San Diego. So just, hi, Mommy. Hi, Daddy. I'm going to be talking about intimacy. I don't know if you can handle this. But actually, this is a vanilla version tonight. I'm going to be discussing other stuff at another week. But, you know, for those of you who used to listen to my radio show a few years ago, it was on CRN, and I had ended that because it was on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it is so completely unrealistic with my lifestyle. So ended that, and then had a lot of requests when I could start it up again. I think my mom says that she tends to listen to me more or learn more from me when she hears the radio station, although I tell her the same thing over and over again in live. I think I'm more of an authority when she hears me through the sound waves, but nevertheless, hopefully it's helped. Anyway, I'm really excited to be relaunching our show. We've got a lot of exciting stuff planned. I have a list of interviews and songs that we'll be featuring, original local music, great topics, and I'm also always willing to take requests of topics that people want to hear or learn about. And, you know, I'm kind of in this... I'm in this place of trying to make sure that I'm not sounding like I'm giving a workshop and really being able to connect with everyone in a way that you don't feel you're spoken at, even though that's kind of what's happening. I would still want people to feel that we're connected in some way. So today is Tuesday, May 7th, 2013. We are almost halfway through the year. Time flies by so fast. And I believe that this is why it's so important to be mindful and present as much as you can and truly find the things in your life that you appreciate or find gratitude in everything. And so today I just want to say I'm grateful to connect with all of you, even though I don't see you or speaking to you or having a mutual conversation with one another, but I still feel this connection, and I'm grateful for that. And so just a little bit more about the music. Each week we will have a segment of the show, which I will try to do weekly, actually, where we'll feature an original song by a local band or musician and followed by an interview with that artist. And the hope is that it's more about finding out the inspiration and the emotional aspects of the song, not just to promote the band, although that's kind of what happens by default. But there's a deeper objective for airing their music and interviewing them. So later in the show, we'll be hearing the Los Cochinos song, Feel the Same. And just note that the version you'll hear is from a live show at the Elbow Room here in San Francisco, so there'll be some background noise. But when it fades out, it starts to sound better. And when the music starts and the singing starts, the background noise starts to fade out. And something also very special for many of us is that the vocals on the song is recorded by Cedric Coco Diambi, and he recently and suddenly passed away last year. May he rest in peace. And he has meant so much to the music community and those he's connected with. And, you know, may he rest in peace, but yet knowing him, he is probably bringing a lot of fun and music and good times to wherever he's at on the other side. So anyway, please stay tuned for that a little later on in the show. We're going to be having an in-depth interview with Alfonso Portillo, a wonderful, wonderful man and musician. And then kind of going back to the objective of the show, each week we're going to be discussing topics that all of us go through, or at least someone you know is going through, or we may eventually go through. And my objective for the show is to be able to allow everyone, including myself, to learn and challenge ourselves and challenge each other in order to grow and to heal and evolve and transform. So I'm hoping to use this radio show as a platform for that. And again, I always want to welcome any feedback. Feedback for today, please excuse the technical difficulties. I don't know if you even heard me whispering, like, submit the or turn on the intro. We are moving forward. Sorry, I got distracted. My assistant was passing me a note. I really want to be as personable and authentic as possible in my shows, and that's kind of how I try to live my life. So if it sounds quirky and it doesn't sound as, how can I say, maybe professional, that's okay. I just want to be me, and I want to connect with you guys in the way you know me or will get to know me. But anyway, I I hope that everyone can hear something within the show that can bring about some aha moments. So hopefully that'll happen. Okay, so for our special topic of today's show is intimacy. And, you know, there's so much to discuss about intimacy. I was telling my assistant Valerie that I can talk for hours and hours and do tons of workshops on the topic of intimacy alone. So today's going to be an overview of the basic stuff or elements of intimacy. And the next week, I plan to go deeper into the other aspects, and more of next week's plan is to discuss more of the physical and sexual intimacy aspects. I know some people have been kind of excited to hear that. I'll be touching on it a little today. For those of you who don't know, I'm also a sex therapist. So I come at it hopefully not in any bad taste or pornographic type feel, but really more about, you know, this is something that's a part of life that can be fulfilling and significant and beautiful and something that we hope to stay, well, hope that we can appreciate in our life to keep it enhanced and fulfilled. Anyway, so what I did was I just kind of put together a brief summary of what intimacy is. And I think what I want to do first is I had put out a teaser on Facebook to get people's responses. And I wanted to kind of wrap that around and wrap my mind around that. And it kind of was, it was really nice because I got very interesting feedback. I'm going to be reading some of this. Greg Giles just writes trust. So obviously that's a big part and for him. And that is definitely something that we discuss later. Louis Almarez writes closeness, as in proximity, mutual bonding and privacy, and of course, sex. So that, of course, many people think about. Actually, people have cited that quite a bit. In fact, Lisa Acosta writes, my brain goes right to sex. However, if there is genuine love between two people, then for me, intimacy can be just about the quiet time that you spend together, getting reconnected. And Katina Stewart wrote, if I'm with my husband, it means sex, or it can mean sex. And if I'm with my husband or other close friends, it can also mean having a conversation where you don't have to spell out everything because there's already a shared history of conversations, so they know what I'm talking about. And also, I can wear anything I want because they don't care. Lisa Paragoy writes, I think the street vernacular implies sex. So when someone asks, were you guys intimate, they're asking if sex was involved. Not that anyone has asked me that question, just saying that's just what I hear on the streets. And if you meet Lisa, she just does not appear like a street girl. Colina Marie writes, hi Maggie, I would say love, intensity, friendship, sharing. I feel intimacy also means struggling in strenuous or grievous phases of life, positive and negative. Nice. She was one of the first ones that responded. Xavier Gonzalez wrote, I think that intimacy involves, first off, feeling safe enough to share yourself with someone. In other words, feeling safe enough to know you can trust that other person with your thoughts, hopes, and dreams. And to jump on the sex bandwagon of the previous comments, I think to a certain degree, if you can be open to talk about sex, wants, and needs, feel safe in being yourself during, you can just talk about you can just about talk about everything else. Intimacy begins with trust. Absolutely. Phil Ng writes, first thing that comes to mind are shared private moments with another person that's romantic in nature. One can share an intimate moment without being romantic in nature, like taking a photo of something spectacular, but it isn't the first thing that comes to mind. That is true. Lisa Lennox writes, connecting, revealing, vulnerability, trust, and truth. Catherine Confiato writes, a deep, sincere, honest, and raw connection, physically and or emotionally. And to me, more so emotionally. Judy Bangkok writes, for me, trusting the person you're in a relationship with your heart, without judgment, but with love, compassion, and understanding. From there comes the physical part. I saved these last two because these two are pretty significant. One comes from Roger Gomez. And Roger, if you're hearing me, I've cut out a few pieces because it was a very, very long description, but I'll discuss the theme that you wrote about that I'm not reading directly. But anyway, Roger Wright, well, it goes like this. When I think about the word intimacy before making major changes in my life, it meant, oh boy, time for sex. and then maturity and my spiritual walk sets in, and my heart and mind take the lead rather than, he puts a blank line, which obviously I think means sex. And that was before Christ, and now after Christ, because he has gone through a transformation with finding Christ in his life. It describes the relationship I have with God. One-on-one, personal and intimate, a real loving relationship, a vertical relationship with God, because I know and believe he sees me as a beautiful child of his. Now, as I'm reading this, I hope this is something that you can also kind of connect to intimacy as a whole, you know, not just only thinking about, well, he's only talking about God, but this encompasses the elements of intimacy as well. But I'll continue. But I know and believe he sees me as a beautiful child of his. I can look at myself as he sees me. Thus, I know everything is going to be all right. Now, this relationship I have takes commitment, trust, faith, love, forgiveness, work, acceptance, communication, and time spent together to allow the relationship to grow daily. You are a genius, Roger. This is the stuff I'm going to be talking about. Once I have this relationship in order, in looking at myself as he sees me, I take the word and break it down. Intimacy, which means into me I see. Into me I see. Taking my heart, which relates to feelings such as happy, content, passionate, ecstatic, sad, afraid, angry, and also taking my mind, thoughts, and beliefs when looking into myself. Thus, I have two vertical relationships going on. God to me, internally my heart and mind become one as well. Then I can love horizontally, reaching out and loving those around me. And one day share the intimate moments with that someone, special someone out there that's made just for me. So with intimacy, there is transparency. And that's what it means for him. That was very, you know, all of those elements truly are what makes up intimacy. He starts it off with God. And for those who are very spiritually or religiously driven or inspired, you know, it starts with that, with their higher power, and then it spills out to the rest of the world and their connection. I saved this one. This is written by Kathy Ocampo Alfonso, and she wrote, To me, intimacy is the depth of the bond between two people that deeply love each other. It is absolute trust, the unspoken security of peace of mind. It's also seeing that same person day in and day out and still not being able to control yourself from smiling. Every time you catch them looking at you, it's sharing a special language without speaking. It's sitting in traffic and suddenly you've got a lump in your throat because you realize that you cannot be without that person. It's all-encompassing in every positively possible way. And you know, I know Kathy very, very well, someone who's very dear to me. And when she wrote that, I was telling my best friend, Ruby, I said, when she's writing this, she absolutely knows what she's talking about because she's in that. When she's describing it, that is exactly where she's at. And the beautiful thing about that in her relationship with her husband is that they have such an appreciation, such a gratitude for one another, and really come together as a team. And she has, and I, Kathy, if you listen, you're listening to me, I hope you don't defriend me, but I just want to say that the reason I'm so impressed by this is because I know what Kathy's gone through, and I know that she's had to go through some frogs, I mean bad frogs, before she got to her prince. And, you know, she learned a lot of stuff, which hopefully we just continue to do in life, which enhances our intimacy and our connections and growth and healing, is to learn through our mistakes, right? Okay, so that was the feedback of everyone. And I am needing a drink. Can you open this, Bell? So this is kind of how I've broken it down. I've defined intimacy and listed what it is and what it's not and some other things to consider. Thanks, Ed. So what is intimacy? What I came up with in pulling together a bunch of stuff and then listing it as well is intimacy means creating an authentic connection. And the different aspects of our lives involve intimacy, which is emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and sexually/physically. Intimacy requires empathy, the ability to stand in another's shoes. So, you know, although these aspects are broken up individually, the emotional, mental, spiritual, and sexual/physical, they're also all interrelated. You can hear the concepts for one, and it's still applied to the other. And all four, there are some differences in how it looks like or what are the specific behaviors involved, but these are the basic elements. And let me see. Something to also note, though, is that people have different languages in their life. There's actually a good book called The Five Languages of Love, and it kind of describes the different things that each person values, and sometimes we don't know that, and we are treating them according to what we like or what we value, and that's not their value. So it's good to find that out. In fact, I think if you Google that, Five Languages of Love, there's a website on there is a test on the website that kind of shows you what you fall under. So there's the physical, there's the words, there's the actions. So there's a few things that I don't remember all off the top of my head. The other thing is that there's differences in how men and women are wired. And so what they value also is there's a difference in that. And I'll briefly touch on that now, and then I'll go into it deep more at the next show where we'll be discussing sex and intimacy more in sexual intimacy and physical intimacy more in depth. Okay, so let's go down the list. And remember, this also includes not only emotional, mental, spiritual, but also keep in mind the sexual aspects of it. Okay. So going down the list, there's trust. You know, you absolutely have to trust someone. You have to have the trust in order to feel vulnerable. And some people think that if they're vulnerable, they're weak. And the reality is, the being truly healthy, the healthier we are, the stronger we are, the authentic kind, not the type that we're trying to front to the world or pretend. The stronger we are, the more vulnerable we are okay to be. We don't have to prove anything to anyone. So having the trust there is important so that we can be vulnerable. Being able to have an interdependence with one another, be able to count on one another. And, you know, it's a great thing when you have someone who you feel you're in each other's team, or you're a team coming at things together, first facing things together. You know, one part that I forgot to start off with, because I want us to get into that frame of mind, is if you can take a second to think about someone you are closest to. I want you to think about the relationship, that relationship of who you are closest to. And there's a difference. You know, I was showing my assistant my notes, and it says, not who you love the most, but who you are closest to. And so she asked me, well, what's the difference between, I don't understand, you know, closest to versus loving, the love. And I said, because there are times that there are those of us, or many of us, that we have gone through or we still go through. Excuse the fire alarm or fire truck. I'm in the middle of the mission. And there are times that we will feel a significant love for a person. We can become obsessed with that person, or we can be so in love with that person, but that person may not feel that towards us. Or it can feel like love, but it's infatuation. So when I say who you are closest to, it's who you really have that connection with. So that's breaking it down. So if you think about what are the elements involved in who you are closest to, these are the things we're discussing, right? So I talked about vulnerability and being able to support or help one another or achieve support each other in achieving their goals, facing your problems together and being a team. That's very important. And, you know, there's a difference between dependence or codependence versus interdependence. And the interdependence part is the healthy part, because even though I say help and support each other, achieving your goals, facing your problems together, there's a healthy line of independence that's still there. Like, you can love each other, be there for each other, support each other, be each other's cheerleader, but you don't have to be completely dependent on that person to define who you are, or they don't need you to define who they are. It just enhances who they are or who we are. So please be clear with the difference of being a part of a team and supporting one another versus kind of losing ourselves in being in becoming connected with that person, where we're gone, but we're all about them. And I think many people can relate to that, but mostly women, because women are more emotionally wired. They're more emotionally driven. Okay, so getting back to the list, there's the togetherness. Spending time together, and that means working together, playing together, just having the moments that you can share and really keep, well, those moments that are truly memorable, where you can go back and look at that and then really being able to appreciate. Appreciation is such an important aspect of intimacy. Well, appreciation and gratitude is an important aspect of life overall. But it is the appreciation of one another that where we can feel the mutual or the consideration or that the person that you're close to cares about you. Being emotionally available. Sometimes there can be a confusion because women can feel oftentimes that they're not being emotionally supported. But again, going back to how men and women are wired differently, sometimes men show their consideration and their love through what they do. To them, that can be emotionally available. But I'm telling, as I tell all my clients and all the males that I am close to, is that you kind of have to learn how to speak the other language, to get in touch more emotionally. And some just have a harder time with that. And of course, some women do too. You know, I'm talking about these things that are inherent. When I talk about gender differences, these are kind of the innate or inherent differences with how male and females are wired. I mean, truly, they are wired differently. Neurologically, the brain-wise, they have different types of connections and levels of, well, not levels, but thickness of connections that cross over one side of the brain to the other. So that's important to keep in mind. Getting back to this, eye contact can be very significant, especially for women. There is a deepening of connection when one can truly look into each other's eyes. Now, if we're talking about friendships, males don't tend to do that. They don't need to have the eye contact as much. However, there's a difference between being able to have eye contact and then avoiding eye contact. So it is still important to keep in mind that eye contact can deepen intimacy. And this one, and I don't want to confuse this, but physical touch is very important. And I'm not talking about kind of sexual stuff, but physical touch actually, it trips the oxytocin in our brain. It's a chemical in our brain. And if one is comfortable with physical touch or can touch someone, actually the physical touch itself trips up the oxytocin in our brain and it produces feelings of trust and attachment. That doesn't have to mean sexual. That's what I was saying. I don't want it to be confused with the sexual stuff. But even just friends who can kind of shake each other's hand, or guys who can, you know, pat each other on the back or whatever, they're an energetic connection can create, again, more deepening of a closeness. And then I'm going to read something that I was kind of surprised in reading. And I don't... It says that it's research-based, but it says spirituality and or religious expression or practice are also factors in deepening your connection, because the research shows that sharing religious faith and or spiritual practice can decrease infidelity and cheating, and therefore increases the trust factor And I don't know, maybe it's because I have a different perspective because I'm a therapist and I do a lot of couples counseling and I deal with a lot of infidelities. But apparently research shows that having a shared spiritual practice or faith or value can also deepen intimacy. And I'm not saying that I don't agree with that. I'm just saying I know many that do and still struggle with issues of infidelity. But apparently it is it's research-based. Okay. Let me see. Another thing to consider is to be able to communicate and express your thoughts and feelings without the fear of punishment or a negative outcome. So, again, it's being able to trust and be vulnerable and express what you think. And, you know, of course, we all will have different opinions or perspectives of things. No one who we're close to is going to share the exact same thing, but it's just how it's received and how it's addressed, or differences that are addressed is important. And that's something that I, you know, even recently had to really challenge myself on, because in my mind I'm thinking, well, I had all the best intentions and coming from nothing but a place of love, but it can still come off as punishing or judging. Anyway, so that's, let me see if there's something else that I wanted to, caring about one another's feelings, wanting to please one another, seeing each other happy. And there's something to note that men need to feel successful in making a woman happy, and women need to show that he's successful in bringing that about. Sometimes there can be a loss of interest on male parts when they feel that they, no matter what they do, they can make their female partner happy. Or, you know, there can be still the interest in the love, but just kind of a giving up of that. So then they no longer have the motivation of trying. So, you know, those are some of the stuff that I wanted to touch on. I'm sorry, I'm kind of going through it quickly because I'm also thinking about the time. And
hold on, Brenda called in.
Okay. Someone's supposed to call in to make a public service announcement. Brenda, if you hear this, go ahead and call in, and we'll take the call in a couple of minutes, and then we'll be airing the song shortly. So I just wanted to note a few more things. What intimacy is not? And basically, intimacy is not just sex. Although sexual intimacy does enhance the connection and deepen the connection, but it's not just sex. I used to try to be very diplomatic when I would talk about sex, and with sex. I was going to say some personal stuff, but I stopped myself. And I used to utilize the word intimate to replace the word sex to avoid sounding vulgar. But of course, hopefully the person you're talking to knows the distinction. Another thing it's not a superficial connection. And the superficial connection can really kind of be sometimes a seduction of other attractive qualities that you're drawn to. Sometimes people can think that they have such a connection, they'll convince themselves of certain things because they like what they see. The person can look good on paper, or there's a security of money and power and control, and there's a physical attraction, and there's the chemistry. obsessions can make it seem like, oh, I feel so connected to this person, I feel such an intimate connection, but in reality it can be more of an obsession, and that can come from our own unresolved issues, our own stuff that we have to work through. And it's also, intimacy is, people will often get confused when they need someone so much, and it's more to kind of replace or fill an emptiness that they have. And then, of course, there's the passion, the intensity of passion. Sometimes people can think, oh, this person is for me because they feel such an incredible amount of chemistry or sexual intensity. And it's not. although, again, we talked about how it can be a part of it, but not standing by itself. And then something I also want to make sure that we know, the distinction between a true connection and infatuation. And infatuation, you know, that's where we kind of, we can be obsessive or think this is the person, this is my soulmate. And, but sometimes it really is about just being very attracted to the person, being very stimulated by them. We can be stimulated hormonally, chemically, visually. And the reality is true intimacy and authentic connections really take time. It takes time with learning one another, and going through experiences and conflicts that can actually even deepen your connection. So there are many times where I will hear people say, I'm so broken up about the loss of this person. She was my life, or he was my life, and I can't live without that person. You know, I can never feel close to anyone else. And most of the time, from what I've seen, most of the time, there is someone else that they can connect with or do connect with later. Sometimes it's more about our own life journey and the issues we need to resolve or learn. Anyway, and what else, something I wanted to mention, what inhibits intimacy? Stress inhibits intimacy, or staying in our heads, being very kind of critical, or judging ourselves, or judging the other person, or if we come from a lot of trauma in our life, we don't trust, and therefore we kind of sabotage things that can feel too close. There was someone I was very close to that really struggled with that, and he said, I just don't trust love. I just don't trust happiness. And, you know, he kind of stays in a dark place quite a bit, and it's hard to see, especially because I care for that person so much. But that is, and that inhibits people from connecting or deepening. You know, another thing that is important, and I'm talking about this including the sexual effects as well, but medication can affect our mood and sexual libido. I have clients that come in that complain about their inability to become sexually aroused, or they think there's something wrong with them. And sometimes, and when I say medication, I also mean prescription and illegal drugs. Because there are quite a bit of effects or side effects of different medication, including marijuana. One of the first things I ask when I have a male that comes in that talks about their challenges in ejaculating or achieving an erection or maintaining an erection, one of the first questions I ask is, are you on medication? Do you smoke pot? Do you take other types of drugs? And there is truly a connection between marijuana and sexual dysfunction or erectile dysfunction or delayed or limited ejaculation or erection. So that's something to consider. Another thing is that people can also have hormonal and chemical imbalances. You know, I can talk later on about what can be done with that for another show, but these are just things I wanted to mention. You know, and so the reason I even just wanted to discuss intimacy is that, I mean, intimacy is an important part of our life, whether we believe it or not. Bringing in more intimacy in your life makes life more fulfilling. I mean, I don't know how many times people can remember the feeling of being in love or feeling excited or feeling stimulated, feeling that you're good, that you're safe, that you have someone there. Again, whether it's sexual or, you know, emotional or mental or spiritual, feeling that security and stability and belonging to something and having that connection, and you're not alone, brings more fulfillment in this life. You know, we have a happier disposition. We can feel more grounded, and we can feel more connected to the world, to ourselves, to other people. And just overall, it enhances our functioning in life. We can be happier at work. We can be happier with, you know, at home or school. We're excited to do stuff. We're motivated. We've got that cloud nine feeling. My goal in life is to try to have the cloud nine feeling as much as I can. And that needs to be created, but more on that on another time. Okay, so that is something that hopefully someone got something out of that. Try to speed through that as much as possible. So now we are going to air the song Feel the Same by Los Cochinos, and we will be interviewing Alfonso Portillo right after. So here we go. Stay tuned. Thank you. Wanted to mention a couple of things. The reason I really thought that that song was so appropriate because there was a lot of the phrases that go in line with what we talk about intimacy. You know, he talks about, I believe in you, I will never change, although sometimes to expect someone to never change can be challenging. And that, you know, it's not a game, and he just wants to show how he feels. He wants to let, you know, his love know how he feels, and to never feel like they're a stranger. He says, I'm going to give you love, I'm going to show you how, and there's nothing wrong with that. So it's unconditional. It is not coming from a protective place. So that is a wonderful song that relates to our topic today. And now we're going to bring on Alfonso Portillo. Go ahead.
Hi, good evening, Maggie. How are you?
Hi, yeah. Alfonso, honey. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. I was just listening to your show and just getting a lot of good information and just, you know, liking listening to you and what you, the message that you have to say, and then you know, listening to this song and Cedric, oh my goodness,
yeah.
You know, you're talking about intimacy, really. You know, musicians, we have a very special I don't know, connection, and
right.
amongst ourselves, and you know, and if we're fortunate, if we're blessed, we're able to connect with the audience, and that is our goal, is really to connect, because, you know, life is so short, and we want to, you know, we want to be there for each other, and we also want to share this special time with our audience, and that is, to me, is intimacy, one part of intimacy.
Okay, because I was just about to ask you that. Do you feel, because you're, you know, it's kind of a one-sided thing where you're performing for them, and intimacy is usually, you know, a mutual authentic connection. Do you feel the intimate connection, even though it's
absolutely.
You performing for them? And how does that look for you? Like, what is
absolutely.
What are
the connection is when I look out there and I see people looking at me and I can just see that they're in a zone.
Mm-hmm.
They're in
mm-hmm.
a zone like we're in a zone. You know, when we play our music, you know, the objective is to get into your groove and take your audience with you on a trip where they're not thinking about their work, they're not thinking about the personal problems or their cancer that they have or the other issues, family issues.
Yeah,
and,
right.
you know, to me, I want to take them on a trip. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know the connection that we have amongst us musicians, that, Los Cochinos specifically, when we play, you know, the chemistry, that's what we feed on each other, you know.
Right.
And hopefully it translates to the audience. And I do see the feedback. The feedback is the people looking and dancing and smiling and oh, my God, it's bright.
And that's the mutual. That's where you get the connection back, right?
Absolutely.
You know, and it's interesting. So please forgive me if this sounds vulgar. But so when I was listening to you talk about, you know, what intimacy is for you to the audience, right? Can you kind of bullet point it again, just list it again? What is it you said?
Well, for me, it's a connection.
Connection, right.
And the connection with the audience and
right.
Getting, you know, because basically what we do is, or what I do, I can't speak for everyone. What I do is I kind of lay it all out there, my imperfections, who I am, and I'm
okay.
hoping that the audience will accept me and will give me some positive feedback, you know.
Right.
And I'm so blessed that, you know, when they do that, you know, it's a reward for me.
Right, and that's where this is kind of where I was going, in that even hearing how you are discussing how you feel connected to them and what you do with yourself, you know, those are the elements of even. And I'm not trying to say this that you're doing this with your audience or your guys, but that is the elements of a sexual intimacy, the deep connection, right? You putting yourself, just being completely vulnerable, being accepted, trying things out, trying to share something that inspires you, that feels so much to make them feel. To give them that feeling of
mm-hmm.
fulfillment and then wanting to see their response. Those are all elements that we go through in a healthy sexual or intimate relationship, right?
Absolutely. You know, the barriers and all the things that people put up in their daily, you know, routine to protect themselves, you know, when they're going to work or, dealing with other people and, yeah, I mean, for me, music is a blessing. I mean, you know, you were talking about Cedric, and I was listening to him sing, and, you know, him and I would connect on stage, you know, back and forth. He would talk to me in the songs, and then sometimes he would, like, give me an elbow in the side. You know, we would play at Slim's or somewhere, and he'd elbow me in the side. So he goes, come on, brother, smile. Come on, brother, smile, you know.
Yeah, he does that, right.
I get so much in my mind when I'm playing, you know, but he definitely, you know, he was like a light, like a shining light
right.
with our music. And he, you know, he was just very special. And, you know, I miss him so much. I know Richard does, my brother, Dave-O, you know, all the guys in the band, you know, we miss him very much. And I know
yeah.
Andy does,
yeah.
Andy Rodriguez.
Right.
But, yeah,
and
I mean, it's that connection. And that's what, you know, that's what it's all about. I mean, in daily life is making connections with people. And even if you fail, even if you stumble and you're not able to make a connection, if you have a bad day or something, you just kind of have to just shrug it off and just say, hey, you know what, tomorrow's another day. And, you know, I'll do my best, you know.
Right.
That's all
right.
I can do.
As in our relationships as well, right? We can have, we can stumble, we can have conflict, and then, you know, those
right.
of the healthy relationships or, you know, healthier intimate connections is we just kind of keep trying to do our best, right?
Yeah, it's a work in progress, right?
It is all, life is always a work in progress, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Even,
absolutely.
Even in me discussing the aspects of intimacy that can help and you know, to look out for or to keep in mind so that we are enhanced or we can enhance our intimacy or whatever, that is a work in progress for the rest of our life, right?
Mm-hmm. You're right.
So I want to get to some questions because I think this is an important thing for people to hear from you. And so I'm just going to ask you the questions as we go along. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. So first off, you know, what was it that inspired the creation of this song? Or what's the story behind the song?
Well, the story behind this song is that as most of Los Cochinos songs start, it starts with my brother, Ron, and I. And my brother's playing something on the keyboards, and I play my guitar to it. And, you know, usually he'll play something, and I'll play a little melody back at him, and we'll connect. You know, me and my brother will connect, and that's mm-hmm. something that we've had for a long time, too. You know, musically, we'll connect back and forth. And, you know, and it's like we're just both smiling at each other. We're doing it. And we feel like, hey, this is great. You know, this is awesome. And so we, you know, so for Feel the Same, we started working on this. We were at Secret Studios, and we were just, I think it was during a break, and we started messing around with these different tunes. And he was playing some different stuff, and I was playing some stuff countering what he was doing. And you know, basically the melody for the song just happened. It just, mm-hmm. you know, as most of our music happens, it just magically happens, you know. Actually, at the time, the singer that we had was Louis Ballester, and Louis is a very talented guy, very spiritual guy. He was able to put some lyrics to the music, and we were like, wow, you know, check that out. You know, let's keep playing that, you know. And that's how it works usually with our songs. You know, there'll be a song, like we're working on a couple of other songs that are very similar to, not to Feel the Same, but in nature, I mean, how they get started. And, you know, it's like, wow, it's a catchy tune, you know, let's keep working on it. But Feel the Same, that's how it started, and Louis actually did the lyrics behind it. My brother laid down the rhythm tracks, and I did the melody, as I usually do with my guitar, and that's how it came together. And really, it's, you know, it's a song about, you know, hey, laying it out there, and you know, taking down your fences and saying, hey, you know, this is how I feel about you, and how do you feel about me? You know, I mean, right. You know, just laying it out there, and you know, taking a chance with that girl, you know, and taking a chance with life, you know, and that's kind of how it started.
The next question I was going to ask you, because I'm hearing some of that here, is that, you know, what does the song mean for you? And has the meaning changed as time passed?
Wow. You know, it's funny. That song, it's still, you know, it still feel the same. I still feel, you know, that the meat and potatoes behind it are still there. But you know what? For me, a lot of it is Cedric too. As I hear Cedric singing it, and you know, we miss Cedric so much that, you know, I think it's kind of like I told Cedric when he was singing that song. I said, you know what? I said, you made this your song. I said, you own this song. I mean, it's just, you know, just the way he, you know, he did it. It's just, you know, so, you know, when I hear that song, I think about Cedric because, you know, he did it so well. And, you know, it's just, I mean, it still has the same meaning, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, where, hey, and basically in the song, that's what he's doing. He's laying it out there like, hey, you know, I'm doing everything I can to get your attention, to make a connection with you, you know, come on. Do you feel the same? Do you feel the same way that I feel? You know, what else right. do I have to do to make it happen? You know, and so that's the way I feel. I feel like it's like, hey, you know, it's like, hey, it's opening up yourself and saying, hey, you know, this is what I'm willing to offer, and what are you willing to offer in exchange?
Right. And so you're saying that you still feel the same about Feel the Same.
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely do. And,
you know, Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to ask one of the questions I had, but you've tied it in quite a bit. But if there's something mm-hmm. more to add, how do you relate this song to intimacy? How do you, and you've answered it quite a bit, and
mm-hmm.
You know, if there's something more to add, you can touch
yeah,
on that.
I would just say that to me, intimacy, like you discussed in your show earlier, it can mean so many different things to so many different people.
Right.
And to me, it really, I think what it means to me, intimacy, is connecting with somebody, letting your barriers down, be it your spouse, you know, just being vulnerable and saying, hey, you know, I'm taking a chance. I'm showing you a side of me that, you know, is a vulnerable side or whatever. And it's just, you know, just laying it all out there. And I do that
mm-hmm.
with my music, too. You know, I'm out there. I make mistakes when I play my guitar, you know, and, you know, I'm not perfect. And you know, but I am vulnerable, and I lay that out there with the audience. And I never know what people are going to say. And, you know, thankfully, you know, a lot of it's positive. Most of it's positive,
mm-hmm.
and I'm so blessed. But I think intimacy for me is connecting with someone. And it's on different levels, like you said. There's a sexual, there's the, you know, close friends. There's the musicians. We're, you know, like, and when I talk about intimacy with amongst the musicians, amongst my group, it's, you know, it's playing together, it's liking each other, it's feeding off each other, it's communicating back and forth with lyrics or with licks on. You know, playing guitar or keyboard, you know, whatever it is, or a drummer looking at me, like Richard. Like,
and you're
when
talking
I'm
about
playing
Richard
a song,
Segovia, right?
Richard Segovia, he's a
right.
drummer. I'll
right.
look at him, and he tells me now, he goes, you know, I can look at you, and I know where you're going. I know
right.
what you're going to do in the next part of the song, or if you want to end it, or if you don't like a certain thing. You know, so he's very, you know, and I really appreciate that he communicates with me like that. And, you know, even if there's something that he doesn't like, you know, he'll tell me. And
right.
it's good. It's a good relationship back and forth. And on stage, it's very important.
And, you know, it's a good thing you said it's a good relationship back and forth, because, you know, I've worked with bands and actors and musicians. And, you know, we all kind of have to work off each other, right? And there can be people who can be good at communicating the stuff, and there can be, you know, the other part of it, of receiving the communication and how we're going to respond to it, right?
So
absolutely. The healthy intimacy is when there is that, you know, mutual exchange, like you said.
Right.
Right? I mean, I've heard musicians before, you know, struggle with other, if they have someone else that's coming in or sitting in and it's not gelling because the communication isn't mutual, right? We can send
you
a
know,
message, but they're not receiving it.
Absolutely, and that's a thing that, you know, every band has, and because we're all individuals, you know,
right.
we all come together, and I think it's magical when you can get together
right.
a group of guys and, you know, sure, there's going to be hiccups, there's going to be problems that mm-hmm. pop up, because we all carry, you know, our past with us.
Sure,
you know,
absolutely.
Into this relationship, whatever the relationship is, for you know, the musicians that I play with, you know, we all carry our you know, our baggage, so-called baggage from the past. So even if I may come approach one of the guys and say, hey, you know, do you mind changing this, or do you mind toning this down or whatever, they may take it the wrong way. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I have to be able to, first of all, I have to understand each individual person that I play with, and be able to be mindful of, you know, what their tolerances are, and, you know, where they're coming from, and, you know, what their sensitivities are and stuff, and, you know,
right.
I try and take that into consideration, you know.
And that's an important aspect, because you know, there is something to say that you figured out something right, or you've implemented quite a few things in that you've had Los Cochinos for a while. I mean, the changes happen, but you've had Los Cochinos for how many years?
About 10 years now.
10
years.
And then you're also married to just a beautiful, lovely woman, Lynette. And so, you know, work relationships, your partner, your life partner relationships, that takes a level of intimacy to keep it going for a while. Right?
Yeah. And
so you figured
I mean,
something out well.
any relationship is difficult, you know.
Of course.
I just do the best that I can.
Yeah,
and
right,
that's all that I can hope for, you know.
Right, and that's what you said earlier. You know, all I can do is kind of, even though I can mess up or whatever, just come back and do the best I can, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, I wanted to ask a couple more questions. Is there a favorite part you have, or favorite lyric part of the song, or lyrics of the song that you have?
To be honest with you, it's a selfish little part, but it's a part where Cedric is asking me, come on, Alfonso, play this song for me, play this part, you know, for me. There's a little section, and he'll tell, and it's between him and me communicating.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, come on, play that lick for me. So I'm playing the lick for me. He goes, oh, and then he tells the crowd, isn't that beautiful? You know, I was like, wow, you know, that just like just. It tears me up when I hear that. You know, it's just,
yeah.
To me, that is the thing, because, you know, it's the part that Cedric is like just opening up and just saying, hey, you know, he's opening up to me and also to the audience. And I think that's my favorite part. Although I love the whole song. I love what everyone is doing in the band on that song. You know,
right.
Everyone is playing together. And when we play together, then it's magical. When we're not playing together, it's good. But, right. And that's what I tell the guys. You know, when we play together, it's magical. But if we're not always playing together and we just play, it's good, but it's not magical.
Yeah.
You know, when it's magical, that's when everybody lights up, and that's when it, that's when we're getting our little, you know, we're getting our reward.
Yeah. You know, I can't help but keep going to kind of like. Reframing everything you're saying, and even into the sexual aspect, right? Because, you know, what we hope is that when we're having that sexual connection and intimacy, that it feels magical, right? And that is the elements of really feeling like you're really respecting one another, and that you're really kind of, you've got this energy going, you've got this connection that you can't even explain, right?
Right.
I think on that level
it's helpful if you clear the air and you know, if you clear the air and you're, you know, you just let yourself go. I think, you know, I think that it opens up a lot of doors for you, and you know, I think things are more fun when you're honest with your partner.
Absolutely. The truly being honest, being true to yourself, being true to others. And then, because when we don't have that, or when we're not like that, I always say we're faking the funk, and we can't really truly connect if it's based on a front, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're not authentic. We're not being, so yeah. Conflicts will happen, arguments can happen, I mean, across the board in every relationship and every aspect you're dealing with. But being able to express it and process it and have a respectful engaging of how to address it or bring it out is important. So one last question, hon, and I feel that you've given so much. You've shared a lot. Before I get to the very last question, I'm just going to ask if there's any specific experiences or lessons that you learned regarding intimacy. You've talked a lot about it, so I can relate all that stuff, but if there's something else as well, any specific thing that's happened or... And of course, you don't have to go into that.
Yeah,
I
don't even know where to start. I mean, for the people that may be listening, I would just say that, you know, that I truly value those of you that have come to our shows and have listened to us and have, you know, spent your dollars to come and pay to come in and to support us. And I really appreciate it. And I don't take it for granted. And when I'm there playing for you, you know, I give it my all, and I want you to be happy. And I think, you know, that's the one message that I want to say is, you know, because I do care that, you know, that I want to make a difference in people's lives if, you know, if mm-hmm. I can. And I know my guys feel the same way too, you know.
Yeah, you know, it was so touching for me because I watched your show last Saturday, right, at Club Fox. And, you know, for those people who don't know, you know, we're having our Royal Unity concert benefit that you guys have been a part of, or you have been a part of in since the beginning, or you've been there.
Right.
And one of your guys, Dave, says, came up to me. He says, "I can't wait. I can't wait for your benefit. I can't wait." And that just really touched me because, you know, it's called the Unity Concert, and we have a lot of musicians that play, and it really
yeah.
feels like a very united front, right, in trying to make a difference and help people, and people are using their different gifts to do that and
right.
their time, and that means a lot. You know, I feel like the next question was kind of answered. You seem to be a step ahead of me each time, but I'm going to ask it again. What message, is there any message that you'd like to send out to the listeners, either whether it's something to do with intimacy or just something else? I mean, any message. What would you like people on the airwaves that are listening to hear?
I would just like people to know that, you know, that that we play our music. You know, it's rewarding for us. We enjoy playing our music, but really, I think a lot of the guys that I play with, we want to reach out and connect with you. You know, the people that come to our shows and dance, and we want to make a difference in your lives.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for whatever, however far it you know it goes for us, you know, that's, I think if you ask Mio Flores, if you ask, you know, Tony Flores, any of the other guys that are out there, and there's so many other great musicians, I think they'll tell you too that, you know, they play their music, but they want to connect with the crowd, with the audience.
Right. Right.
And you know what? I think it's a basic thing for us that we want to connect with people. You know, we
yeah.
have a basic need to connect with other people, and I think musicians, I think we're like starving for that,
mm.
and I think that kind of motivates us, you know, in so many ways to make that connection with people. But you know what? Also, I wanted to mention the job that you do, you know, for the kids. I mean, to me is, you know, I cannot say enough how much I really appreciate what you do and all the hardships you've had in the last few years, you know, with budget cuts and everything, because these kids don't have anyone. These kids are walking around the streets in the Mission, you know, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's foggy and it's getting dark. They don't have anywhere to go. You know, they're not sure where they're going to stay. You know, I have a 10-year-old son, my son Aiden, you know, and I just couldn't imagine, you know, what some of these kids go through, you know, and even with the dysfunctional parents and the drugs and, you know, people with all their issues, and they have these kids, and the kids, you know, I don't know what to say, but all I can say is thank you, Maggie, you know, for what you do.
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot. And, you know, I also just want to say I feel like I'm just kind of the coordinator of it all, but it really, you know, it's everyone that, you know, is a part of what we do and even outside of what we do, right? I think it's just important that everyone does their part. But, you know, you guys, the musicians, have done a lot to keep us going, right? Our board, my family, my best friends, they have put tons of money into it just to keep us over to the next month, and we actually reached 10 years in March. So, and you've known me for several years, and how many times have you heard me say, we're about to close, or we're going to have to close? And then at the last minute, there's like this miracle that sweeps in. And
hey Maggie, I have an idea for you. Why don't we do a benefit, a Royal CD, and everyone, all the bands in the Bay Area,
that is
a great song.
Idea.
We can donate one song, and then we can have this is a CD that Royal can benefit from. You know, they could sell it and,
oh,
you know, and make some money towards, and it can go towards the organization.
Oh, honey, that is, see, it's things like this that kind of keeps me re-inspired each time. And that's why I say it's not just me, right? Like, you just came up with this. The staff, people come up with all kinds of great ideas. You know, one time we had a dating auction.
Oh, wow.
Years ago.
How did that work?
We made a lot of money. I think we made like $10,000 just for showing up
Holy
that one
smokes.
Night. And that held us over for 2 months because we were about to close then. But anyway, I'm digressing. You know, honey, thank you so much for this time. It's an honor that you are part. You know, I chose you in your song. I told you I wanted you to be our first one because you've been around from the start, right? From Royal's first concert event, and we didn't even know each other, and you just showed up, and you've been there ever since, all the way through. There are such wonderful musicians that have been like that in our lives, and we're just starting off, and there's going to be other stuff coming up. So it's an honor, and I'm so grateful that you are a part of our first show. Thank you, honey.
Oh, thank you so much, Maggie. I you know, I also wanted to mention our friend Bernie Gonzalez.
Of course.
You know, before I go, you know, the things that he's done, and a lot of times behind the scenes he does things that people aren't aware of, and he donates money. And,
oh,
and
yeah,
a lot of times people aren't aware of that. And
yeah, he donates quite a bit.
Yeah, so
quite a bit.
You know, whatever it takes, you know, to help the organization and help the kids, that's the least we could do, you know, as musicians. And you know, I really appreciate it. I appreciate the time tonight, and thank you so much. And I learned so much listening before you had me on, and really appreciate this. This is a great show, and you know, good luck for the future.
Okay, thank you, honey, and I'll probably call you after.
Okay.
And find out, or maybe another time, and check in with you. But thanks again, hon.
Okay.
And that was all. This is Alfonso Portillo from Los Cochinos. Thank you. So now moving forward, actually we are moving forward to come to a close. I really want to thank all of you. I want to thank all of my supporters, you know, the team that's helped launch our first show, Valerie Hamra, my executive assistant, that I will have for just a little bit longer, but she has really allowed me to, she's taking care of a lot of the stuff to where I can get to the big stuff, and a few other people that have allowed the show to flow smoother than it could have been, or it would not have been, actually. I want to also thank Envivo Band, a former band that I used to manage, but their song is the intro and outro of my radio show. I just love their instrumental part of their song, Never Say Goodbye. Their website is envivoband.com. For anyone who wants to find out more about Los Cochinos, they're also at loscochinos.com. I will be talking more about Royal at another time, and feel free to contact us. You can contact me or look at my website at maggiedevera.com. That's maggiedevera.com. And there are links to our nonprofit organization, Royal, Realizing Our Youth as Leaders, Inc. Okay, so thanks again. I really appreciate this time that you've spent with us. And again, next week we will be talking more about the physical, sexual aspects of intimacy. I think that's it. Thanks again, and have a good evening.